Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 408, Journey of Knowledge. Trust you guys are doing well, had a good week. It is, we are in the heat of the battle, literally, with this the summer. We're halfway through July, and looking out the office window, I see that depressing, yucky orange glow to the light. There's wildfires all around us. We're not in any harm's way, but I know some who are. Then you've got, the crazy tornadoes and the big severe storms. So I hope you guys are out there taking care and at the same time telling the story that's happening in your own backyard and sharing it with all the rest of us so we understand just what is unfolding in our world. It's in this heat, I don't know about you folks, but I am busy till around noon trying to get things done outside before that heat just goes up an extra notch. Some people are wondering, does it get warm in Montana? Well, we've had 102, 103 here. That is not really abnormal, but the big, long spell of heat, like most are experiencing, that's abnormal. The one big benefit that Montana has, that in the evening, let's just say by 5 a.m. in the morning, it's down to 55, 56 degrees. So it gets really kind of cool. I was seeing the things in Dubai where it was 129 or some crazy number for the high, and then it cooled off to 110. Yeah, that's not cooling off. So we have that benefit here of getting down in the 50s. But you take care as you go out there and shoot. Bring back those stories and make sure you share them. Well, this is my 70th episode to be recorded using Adobe Podcast Beta, which is now available for the public. You just have to know you have to use Chrome. That's the one thing. People said they couldn't find it or make it work like on Firefox, and it's for Chrome only. But yeah, this is my 70th beta recording. Transcript will be, of course, on the website blog post for the podcast, but you also can find that transcript everywhere else, iTunes, Zoomify, all the rest of those folks. So, hey, thanks for your support and keeping us going. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com, home of the Moose discount. It's the only stores that has it. All their stores, in person, online, Moose discount. After you check out, you'll see some serious coinage coming back to you. And that's above and beyond any sales promotion going on. So you could really make, on some events, a real killing. Talking about events, because, I mean, going to Bedford's, I think, is an event. Seeing their inventory, talking with the really great folks, that is an event. But, you know, in November, my good friend Joe McNally is going to be at, I believe it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with Bedford's, talking about his incredible talent, telling stories about people through portraiture. So that's another great event that Bedford's will be having in conjunction with Nikon. So make sure you check that out. And when you do, tell Bedford's thanks for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. I'd be grateful. Journey of Knowledge. I'm fortunate that I have some conversations with folks during the week. Phone, email, text. And a lot of what comes to my mind comes on reflecting on those conversations, wondering, did I answer their questions? Did I motivate them? Did I depress them? Did I send them to a dead end, or did I send them to another peak in which they're going to find a valley? You know, that journey of knowledge. Pulling images for some presentations. I've got a bunch this fall. I'm really looking forward to them. Like, I'll be down in Tucson in September doing what I love to do, talk about critters. So I was pulling images for that and reflecting on my conversations. And I was thinking about this journey of knowledge we take as human beings, of course, as well as photographers. One of the questions that came up in conversation was about polarizer. Now, going way back in time, just after we evolved from stone tablets to paper, we shot on this material called film, where when you went click, you were done. That was it. And that really, you know, really required one to be a really good technician as well as storyteller to make that image come to life. And one of the main tools we used was the polarizer. The polarizer, you got to remember, we were working with three stops of light with, that's all the dynamic range the film would capture on a really good day going downhill. You had to deal with the color, getting it right in the camera, and then thinking about processing, because you could change the color as it went dip and dunk through the tanks. And so the polarizer was a really incredibly important tool. You would rotate it to remove a reflection, sometimes removing the blue color cast on green leaves or pine needles. Sometimes, I mean, it was a real common tool for getting a blue sky, even though it wasn't really accurate because it would change the sky, different shades as you went across the horizon. Got its really bad, most misnomers being used for blue skies. And it was just a critical tool. Another one that was important was an 81A. 81A is a filter that nobody knows about anymore, but it was a quote-unquote warming filter. You'd use it when you photograph people to make them look healthy. You know, that tan, that skin cancer we suffer from now, looking so healthy back then. Yeah, another one of those great ironies, and of course, part of the journey of knowledge. But anyway, those were important filters, especially to my photography. And one of my favorite lenses way back when was the 20mm f2.8, the small, compact, ultra-wide lens. Really sweet. I mean, it had the 15, but you couldn't filter the 15-3.5, but you could the 20-2.8. And if you put the 81A on there by itself or the polarizer on there by itself, not a problem. You stack the two, you have vignetting. Well, the journey of knowledge started way back then. So polarizer is such an important tool. 81A was such an important tool. Talk to my dear friends, and we came up with and created the Moose Polarizer. Yeah, there's a polarizer out there with my name on it, and I don't use it. I don't even have it in my camera bag. I have some in my quote-unquote collection, a memorabilia of days gone by. But as time has gone forward, the journey of knowledge has continued. What once was such an important tool, don't use it anymore. I mean, the ability to change our white balance on the fly, which you couldn't do with film, that blew away the A1A need. The ease of taking the Pro Photo and just clicking an 81A on it to give someone a healthier tone and affecting just the person, not the whole scene, blew away the need for an 81A. Less stuff in the camera bag, less stuff on the lens. And the polarizer, well, as we all know, the polarizer, there's times when you have to remove reflections. And you can't do that in post. But otherwise, getting that blue sky, nice and a little bit darker blue, for example, now is a two-second click on a mask, click on the sky, and just bring down the sky exposure a third of a stop. And boy, you just got rid of that need for a polarizer for a blue sky and did a much better job. Well, the journey of knowledge, it is something that all photographers take, but I'm not sure many sit down and reflect on that journey to see how far you've come where you even started. And to be honest with you, if I hadn't had those conversations this past week and wasn't going through thousands of images to build these programs, I might not have thought this at all. And I looked at one picture and I said, oh yeah, I could use a polarizer here. And that's why I'm here right now. But the journey of knowledge, it's such an important one. And this is a good time to bring up a quote that I learned last year from an author. And it's so simplistic, but it's brilliant and it's right to the point. And it just goes like this. Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put that tomato in a fruit salad. So as we go forward in photography, we might learn things. I'm going to pick on megapixels at the moment. If you just go back 5 years, maybe a little bit further, couldn't get people to stop talking about megapixels. How important are megapixels? Megapixel, megapixel. Everything was, you know, clickbait on megapixels, articles, marketing. Cameras, Canon just came out with their camera this week. Megapixel, yeah, not really part of the discussion. Yeah, it's there in the specs, but you don't see people going berserk about it. Let's talk about noise. I mean, noise just a few years ago. Boy, that was like every time I mentioned underexposure. What about noise? Aren't you worried about noise? What about noise? What about noise? You don't hear any noise about noise anymore. Now that you have Denoise and Adobe Camera Raw and Lightroom that works so really well, noise has become a non-issue. And that's probably one of the big takeaways from the journey of knowledge that we should use to take a deep breath and realize that some of the things that we really, at least I know I do, get stressed about in the short term, if we just take a deep breath, reflect on the journey of knowledge, we see that those things aren't really worth stressing about. That with a little bit of passage of time, that journey down the road of knowledge, we'll find out that that wasn't worth the stress or the knowledge. And when you remove that from the photographic process, and this is really hard to do when you're young or you're starting out or both, it's really hard to just to take some simple advice, which is just take a deep breath. Because that journey of knowledge, all things, well, I'm not going to say all, but a vast majority of those things will be answered. And they'll be answered for you, which of course, especially in photography, right, is the most important thing, is finding the answers for you. Because when you find your answers, then you start honing in on the way you want to tell a story, that one word style that people like to put out there. It's kind of like they used to talk about, you know, well, it's not important. You need to think about how you go forward almost every day when you have that camera in your hand. And that's a big part of that journey of knowledge. But that journey only makes sense when you connect the dots. And that often requires going back in time. So then you can come forward to the present. And you can kind of, at least for myself, things start gelling when you go back and then come forward. What's one way of doing this? Well, one of the best ways that happens for me, I already talked about it a couple of times this episode, is looking at my images. So I don't go to my NEFs, my NEF folders for, let's just say, you know, subject A for simplicity here. Subject A, all those NEFs in there, not all of those get finished. Some of them are variations to the one that I like in case a editor says, I like this, but do you have? And then I can go back and I can look at the NEFs and then bring that one to their attention because that's what they're looking for. But I like to finish those that I like. So those that I like for subject A are taken from a NEF form and saved as a PSD. And PSD, because it's the smallest file, takes up the least amount of hard drive space, has most flexibility. So I have a folder of finished images for subject A. And I look at those, and they're going to go sequentially. So the very first image I finish, the oldest image in my file, will be the first, and the newest image added to the file that I finish will be the last. So I can just go through Bridge and look at my PSDs, and I can look at, for myself, my evolution for subject A over time. I'm looking at... one of the things I was looking at were sanderlings. Sanderlings, real common bird. I mean, it's still, even today, pretty numerous. So my file for sanderlings for the digital world started in 2000. And I was just shooting them 45 days ago. So that's 24 years of sanderling images that I'm looking through. And boy, talking about taking a journey of knowledge, looking at what I did way back then, because when I first started out, I wasn't beach panning. In 2000, I wasn't down flat. They didn't come to like 2004, 2005. Did I lay in the sand and embarrass myself, but I got some shots I really love. So I, you know, that journey of knowledge, you start looking at these things and then you look, at least for myself, how I evolved as a visual storyteller is laid out before me. And I could say, no. Oh, yeah. That's the journey of knowledge that we have already taken and still are taking in this thing called photography. It's a very important journey that, thank God, has no known end. It's one that continues as long as we continue putting our right foot in front of the left foot, in front of the right foot, with a camera in hand. It's a beautiful thing. You folks have a marvelous week. Stay safe, stay cool, keep shooting, and remember to make every click your story.